Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, dedicated to the memory and honor of Joe Arion. I think that most people would agree, if they knew the facts, especially the disabled, most people would agree that these programs that are supposed to be helping people who are disabled do not work. They simply don't work. I mean, not a day goes by in this country or in the world, for that matter, when some group or some lawyer or somebody or advocate has to stand up and fight for another or for the rights of a disabled person. And I'll tell you why they don't work. Because they don't give us, none of these programs give us command of our life. I got an email today. Somebody from Albany is coming down with the Disability Rights Center, is coming down to Long Island to hold meetings about the consumer-directed program. Now, how misleading is that term? Consumer-directed, you know? All it means is you have to do the work that the agency should be doing, and you don't even have the power to pay the person. You don't have the money at your disposal, your command. It comes from the state or the agency, whatever agency. And they've got all these agencies and people and insurance companies and everything involved in all this. Look at all the money that's being wasted on that. And look at the burden on the average taxpayer. I mean, just crazy, unbelievable. So this person's going to come into a meeting, you know, and I guarantee you, I mean, I would be absolutely shocked if they said, well, we're going to put the money in a debit card. We're going to propose that the agencies raise half of it, and we put up the other half, and you, the disabled consumer, have to pay your own aid. You know, we're going to get rid of all these agencies, all these middle people and all that, and you'll be in charge. To me, that's consumer-directed, not the way it is now. You know, where they can cut you off or cut back or deny people hours and force them into nursing homes. That's not consumer-directed. That's directed by the dictatorship of the state. You're lucky you can get a hearing. And in most cases, you know, if they're going to cut you back on hours, you know you're going to lose the hearing because of the regulations. There shouldn't be any regulation. The money should be there. Let the agencies start doing telethons. You know, put the people who need this help on television. And let us be partners with the agencies. They need us. In fact, they need us more than we need them. Think about it. Without us, they wouldn't have a dime. That's another reason it doesn't work. You've got a bunch of people who went to school, went to college, got a master's degree. They think they know what it's like to be disabled. All right, those who are disabled, yes, they know what it's like. But they're caught up in a trap of the system. They can't really help their fellow disabled person, you know, because of the way the system is set up. And the other thing that we talk about all the time, and it's horrible, when you're disabled and you're getting that little piece of money every month because you are disabled, You know, go out and get a job. Try to better yourself. Try to, and it's so horrible today because how many people work now who are professional, who have 2-3 jobs? Friend of mine, I'm not going to mention her name. Friend of mine who's a lawyer told me the other day, she's a lawyer, she's got 2 jobs. She's broke because of the ridiculous system. Her daughter's disabled. She has to subsidize her daughter because she makes too much money and the county or the state won't help the disabled daughter. I mean, how many stories are there like that? Because of all these stupid, ridiculous rules that should not be. Yes, check up on the person, make sure the money's being spent right, put in a protective mechanism. Yeah, I could see that. And whatever system you have, you're going to encounter abuse. We all know that. But the way this system is, the abuse is coming from the agencies and the government. Because you can't get what you need. See, if the agencies were allowed to raise the money, that would be a lot better for us. Because they could always say, hey, all right, you need an extra $1,000 for your wheelchair, whatever it is. All right, we're going to raise $2,000 and $1,000 goes to you. That's how it should be. And believe me, there's plenty of people around who have plenty of money who don't know what to do with it and would donate to a cause like this. I know it. I've seen it happen in the past when I worked and Purdue helped to bring about a concert with Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles and all the celebrities that came forward because they were helping blind people at the time. It would work. Believe me. It would work. Especially if you could bring back the telethon and put people on the air and, you know, show, hey, so-and-so's not homeless because they have the money for their housing. So-and-so got a job because they can't take away the disability. And they're not afraid to get a job. So now so-and-so, who's disabled, is paying taxes. All right, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you want to in a site, we'll give them that. You want to take taxes out of our disability check? Go ahead. But all the more so why you should not touch that check under any circumstances. So now if the disabled person pays taxes on the disability check, and then they get a job, they're paying taxes on 2 fronts. That's helping the country. And that's why this system, a big reason why this system should be changed. You've got millions of people who are disabled, and millions more who are going to become disabled in the next 10 years or whatever. So these programs do not work, world. They're horrible, and they don't work. And in fact, they drag people down. We see it every day. We hear it on this show. We hear it in the independent living. And even if you get a person, the independent living here center here said that they got X amount of people out of nursing homes. How many of those people are going to be able to stay out of nursing homes and live in their own home and get all the help they need? Those people are controlled by the government and the state. The state cuts back that program and boom, the whole thing is dead. That's not having command of your life. If that money is there for us, it should literally be there for us. and let the agencies have fun with raising the money and helping people. I mean, if they went to school to help people and they became social workers, that's what they should be doing. A woman called me up the other day. She's in substandard housing. They wanted to drag her out to a shelter, a disabled woman. Wanted to drag her out to a shelter. She refused to go. She'd rather stay in the substandard housing. So she gets a check. If she goes into the shelter, she has to spend that money. So the social worker turns around and tells her, "Well, spend the check, and then we'll take you." How do you like this? This is what they think of us. Instead of turning around and saying, "Hey, look, this is crazy. I'm going to tell my boss, my agency, why don't we help her raise the money and get an apartment, a good apartment, you know, and make a news story out of it and show how it should be done." They'd rather put her in a shelter than help her get an apartment, because that's what the system dictates to them. That's what they have to do. That's the way it's set up. And that's how the damn money is being wasted. All these middle people, all these ridiculous agencies and insurance companies. If a person has the money in their account, and I credit the late Joe Arion with this, person has the money in their account, he said many a time, you could buy your own insurance. What do you need them for? The whole system is designed to kill us. And it's doing that to a lot of people. Pushing them into nursing homes. You heard the statistics the other night. 1 in 6 will be abused. You know, millions of people in nursing homes. Neglected. Abused. And the establishment is taking anywhere from $11,000 to $16,000 per person. That's the kind of waste that's being put on the taxpayers. And that's really what we have to get out to people. Because that's the bottom line. People are not helping us by keeping these institutions alive. They're making it worse for us. Inner Sight Around the World, Big East, AkitaRescue.org. Check them out. Adopt an Akita, greatest dog on the planet. Akita is very, very intuitive. That's what makes them the greatest dog in my mind. Very intuitive. I'm not saying that any other dog is not. They could be too, but I found the Akita to be very, very smart. But they're not for everyone. You know, you got to have a certain mentality to handle an Akita. I admit that. All right. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, 609-388-7004. Big East, Akita Rescue, Little Bear, all the beautiful children of the world. How many disabled kids growing up won't have a chance at a job because of the way the system is and because there's no enforcement of the law, you know, to give them an equal shot at a job? All right. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight philosophy. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, two of the youngsters that we always honor. Keep them in mind. Keep them in your heart. Around the world, Inner Sight. Nobody starves on Long Island. Gary, medical help, cat food, dog food. cool operation to help the animals. 631-484-3085. Nobody starved on Long Island. All right, Touro Law Center, 631-761-7000. If you need legal advice, check them out. James Bahamundi, civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662. You see, all these things are operating because the programs don't work. That's why you have all these agencies. You got to bring them in to fight and argue and advocate and everything else. Because these programs don't work that are supposed to be there for the disabled. Around the world, Inner Sight and Good Mojo Printers, our friends over there, Islip Avenue, New York, 631-666-1010, Good Mojo, SuttonInsurance.com, we remember them, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, the restaurant that honored Joe Arion on his birthday, 516-798-1555, go over and say hello to Tom and Joe over there, the partner owners, great guys. 1020 Park Boulevard, Massapequa Park, New York, Baccaro's. Round the world, Inner Sight. And to all you 87,700 and some odd listeners, I got to get the phone number, but if you want to help Inner Sight, go on Amazon. Look for Alice's book. You know, never be discouraged and trust in all things are possible with God. And we'll get you the phone number if we can get Maureen on, who's a member of the Helping Hand. So read the book. I'm waiting for my copy. I'm going to read it in Braille. $20, $5 goes to Inner Sight. You want to help? If we could get 50,000 people to buy that book, we would have a big chance to change this system. We have almost 90,000, 50,000. I'd like to see 50,000 people jump off and buy that book, you know, and help a blind author and help Inner Sight. You know, we wouldn't spend that money on buildings and big salaries and all that. No. That's being done already. That's why the system doesn't work. The programs don't work. Too much money being spent on these buildings and offices and everything else. Today, you don't need an office. Some of the top companies in the world work out of their home. All right, Inner Sight are around the world, and we're going to try to get some phone calls in. We can get our engineer on the air.
Hi, your engineer is here watching the board. Yeah.
Just in time.
Yeah, no, hold on. My husband's moving the bed as we speak. I'm sorry. Hi.
Well, you ought to get a good chair so you don't have to be in that stupid bed.
I know.
Anybody want to donate a chair for our engineer?
Yeah.
You know, nice leather chair.
Yeah, nice one.
That would move.
Yeah.
You know, have a couple of
Oh, wait, Chris, no. Sorry, I almost fell.
Couple of side compartments where you can put things and all that.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
Yeah, I know. Need something.
Well, if these programs would work, you would get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy. Uh-huh. All right, let's see. Well, why don't you jump on the Able News?
Okay. Right now, I'm like, okay, I'll do it. This is really unusual. Right now, I'm sort of like in between the bed and the wheelchair, and I'm doing
You're
Able
You're floating news. In air, on air.
Yes, I am. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It is served. Okay, I got to sit down. Oh, boy. Hold on. See, this is what happens when you don't have the proper equipment. You got to make sure you don't fall down.
Well, you know, we right. still do the show.
Yeah, I'm still doing
they're
it,
They're not
going to
stop us. These programs are not going to stop us
no, they're
from doing
not.
Insight. Hell
and I'm still
no.
doing it and talking right now.
They
without.
Will not stop Inner Sight.
Let me tell you, I told you. What did I tell you the other day when I was so damn pissed off? I said to you, Frank, I want to ask you a question. I want you to do me a favor. If I can't get into Congress, I want you to wheel me in on a stretcher. Didn't I say that to you?
I'll bring you in on a horse.
Oh, well, even better.
That'll make the
All
news
right.
media.
That's fine. On a horse, it will be.
A guide horse.
That's right. You and I.
Yeah, horses are
Together.
Allowed as service animals. I'll bring you in on a horse.
Okay, that's fine.
And every
Ooh,
news, every news media in the country
that's
will be
right.
will be there.
And I'll be talking about
Believe
the nursing
me.
Homes, and I'll be making sure that they take them away.
You'll be up on that horse.
Yes, I will.
And we'll teach the horse to say yes every time we say, "Let's get rid of these, upgrade this system."
We'll teach the horse to go meow or yes.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
All right, let me finish the Able News before they take our ad out or something. All right. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled to serve the disabled community for the past 29 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and get your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, and sign the petitions so we can update these ridiculous programs that we have to deal with. That's what we
and
want.
Even some we could take away
update.
And reestablish them, you know?
Yeah. We want to update them. Make them so they'll work a lot better, you know? And one of the biggest ways to do that is to give a person command of their own life.
No, God, yeah.
You know, if that money is there, And we all, I think we all agree that the government owes us, you know, the same as they owe everybody else, you know. And, you know, they should be paying us in the way that we believe we should be paid, not what they think. See, there's another problem.
Man.
All of these programs and these people that you have to deal with, they believe that they know better what we need for our lives. Well, let me tell you something. You don't know. You don't know a damn thing. You know? And I'll go so far as to say, even if you're disabled and you work for one of these agencies, you know, and you're in the system.
Yeah.
And you're set, and you're all right, and you're making a big salary. How can you know better what we need?
That's
you know?
True. Mm-hmm.
You're not partaking of the program.
Yeah.
You know, you got the job. You're making a good salary. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. Don't take it upon yourself to say, hey, we know what you need.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you don't.
That's true.
You don't know what we need. Mm-hmm. And to boot, take it upon yourself and do it. You're doing it. They're doing it on our money. They're taking our money and they're dictating to us what we need.
Very true.
I mean, let me tell you something. This country is lucky that the people they're doing it to is disabled. Because this is horrible. This is what happened back in the 1800s. Why there was a civil war. Why was there a civil war? Because people believed that they knew better what another group of people needed. And they oppressed them.
Yeah.
We're being oppressed today.
Yeah.
There's no enforcement of any law. No. If you're lucky, once in a while you go to court and some judge will say, all right, yeah, reasonable accommodation. Mm-hmm. Give them the lens or whatever the hell it is you're fighting for.
Yeah, yeah right.
If you're lucky.
Right.
I mean, it's so absolutely insane, you know, that we have to deal with this kind of a system. We have any phone calls?
I believe we have Maureen and Mary.
Let me give the phone number 213-816-1650 if you want to call in.
Yep, we have Mary and Maureen.
Any others?
No.
All right, let's get Maureen on the air.
Okay.
Happy to have her as a regular.
She's a groupie. Hold on.
No, not really.
I'm trying to. No, she isn't. She's a great contributor. Hold on. I'm trying to get her in if I can. Yeah, I know.
Hello.
She's an advocate.
Hi. Yes, she is.
Hi. I had to come into my private phone booth bathroom.
Oh, you're in the office?
Yes, I'm in the office.
She's in her office.
Yes, she is.
So noisy here today. Today is like exceptionally noisy, so I had to come in here again.
Yeah.
What's going on out there, but... Okay, so, so I'm listening to what you're saying, of course, and agreeing with it all. Yeah.
I teased you a little bit, sorry.
What? I'm sorry, I didn't hear through that, I guess.
I teased you a little bit.
I didn't hear what you had said. I was coming in. I didn't hear what you had said. What did you say? I didn't hear what you had said.
That's okay.
What did you say? Oh.
It's
okay. Want to say it again?
I can't remember what I said. What did I say, Frank? I'm losing my mind.
Oh, you said Maureen was a groupie. She's not a groupie.
Yeah, I said.
Oh, groupie.
She's an advocate.
You're an advocate and you're a great contributor, I said.
Thank you.
I used to. You want to hear about a group? I used to have a groupie.
Oh, my God.
Television. Oh, this girl was so annoying and obnoxious, you know. And she actually used to go around to the back door of the studio.
Oh, my. Mm. How'd you get out of there?
Try to get in.
Mm.
You know?
How'd you get out?
Well, that's a groupie.
It is.
And she wasn't even pretty either. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't mind if she was pretty, you know, and we'd hang out after the show, but...
How'd you get out?
This woman looked like she got ran over by a truck and she was still walking.
Uh-oh. That bad, eh?
Yeah.
That's not good at all.
I had to go out... Well, she was around the back, and they had to look and see if she was still there. I went out the other door where she wasn't.
Wait a minute, this was at cable?
This was on
Staten Island?
Yeah, it was on cable. Yeah.
Oh, was it Staten Island or was it here at Cablevision?
Long time ago. No, it was out here on the island.
Really?
I don't know.
I'm trying to think of the format myself.
I don't know what became of her, but I haven't heard from her.
We used to live on Staten Island.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, wow.
So,
where?
What's the lighting on the Christmas light?
And Westerly. I'm sorry? Thanks, again.
Christmas light. What's the latest?
Oh, yeah, it's on December 14th. It's still going as far as I know. And
okay, that's Saturday, right? Yeah.
Yes, it's a Saturday.
Oh, that's
the
Helping Hand party. I mean the one at the nursing home.
Oh,
hey. Believe it or not, shock of all shocks, tomorrow there's a holiday party, supposedly.
Tomorrow?
No. I can't believe it. It's shocking, really. It's really unbelievable. I heard it today that there's going to be a holiday concert or party or something. So, this is amazing, truly. It's the Christmas miracle.
Are they going to get everybody in the apartment and get them out of there?
That would be a
no, not that much of a miracle.
Not that much
happen.
Of a party.
Right, right.
Exactly.
Not much of a gift, right?
That's right, exactly. They had a tree up today, my mom said, a tree up in the recreation area, and only half of it was, like, lit.
Was it a Charlie Brown tree?
Not much better. The one in the lobby is all nice and lit. That's nice and lit, but the other one...
isn't it weird they're giving a party, you know, to keep people in there when people want to get out of there? Who wants to be there?
Right.
Yeah, one day during bingo, I'm sitting down there, and the people are still, like, happy that they're getting a lousy quarter or 50 cents, and I'm thinking, this is really sad.
This is what it's come down to,
and
right?
Yeah. I mean, really, they were just so, you know, for those...
They ought to pay them to play bingo.
They ought to just not have them in there.
Sure.
Yes, that would be the best thing. Then you could play...
They take all your damn
money.
They ought to pay people to play bingo. $100.
That would be nice. That
of course.
Would be good.
Look at all the damn money they got because of you.
I know.
When you're in that
place. Yep, exactly. I know, it's really sad, really. And her stomach that she went to have taken care of in August is leaking again and all that. This is how we're starting out 2020, January 2nd. We have to go to the clinic to see about it. So that's Happy New Year.
Oh, gosh.
That's disgusting, really, you know, really.
I hope she doesn't have to go to hospital jail, for real. I hope
this would be like the third procedure she'd have to have done to try to close it. I mean, she's 84, you know. I don't want her to go under anesthesia again.
Well, you know what you tell them? Tell them to just do, you know, not to put her under anesthesia, but to give her one of those, you know how, like, you get epidural? Just do that instead. I wouldn't put her under, honestly.
Yeah, I know, you know. Okay. That's actually what I fear more than the thing itself, you know.
That's
the anesthesia,
correct.
Does your mom have a temperature?
No, it's not, like, infected like that. It's just raw right around it from, like, always being covered, I guess, you know, and the wet comes out, and it's, you know, she doesn't have a fever. And, you know, because I kept telling them, call the surgeon who did it.
Get her some dandelion.
We'll have to look into that. I have to get to a store. I have to find a place to get that and see if that'll work.
Get her some dandelion and make a salad out of it. Saute it and let her eat it.
Oh, she can eat that. Oh, all right.
A couple of days a week. Sure.
That
would help,
I'm
telling you.
Yeah. Because
natural antibiotic.
I mean, it's been like this for almost 2 years since it fell out. It'll be 2 years in February, and there's, you know,
I can't believe when they say that. Oh, we're gonna, you know, close it on up, and it's not closed up yet.
Well, that's what I mean. When I kept telling them what it wasn't supposed to be, it takes a long time to heal. I said, but it wasn't supposed to be doing this after that.
Right.
You know, that's what the whole thing of having it closed up was to do.
Yeah,
exactly. They just don't care. They don't, what do they care? You know, it's just not their money. You know, it just really is horrible. It's what it is. It truly is. At least it doesn't hurt her. That's one good thing anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Maureen, give the information. I brought up Alice's book before.
Yes,
tell them how they can order it.
Okay, the phone numbers to get her book are, the Helping Hands number is 718-606-9712. And her number directly is 917-696-8115. Do you want me to repeat them? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, the Helping Hands number is 718-606-9712. And Alice's number is 917-696-8115. And
the
website is... Oh, you want the website?
Yeah.
hhdnyc.org. Or the email address is hhd4, that's F-O-R, nyc@aol.com.
All right, the book is $20.
Okay. Yes.
Never be discouraged. All things are possible with God, you know. And $20, $5 will go to Inner Sight.
Mm-hmm.
So by some miracle, if we could get, I'd like to see 50,000 people. We have almost 90,000 listeners, so it's realistic that if half of those would buy the book.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We could have a great, great chance to change this system.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what we would do. You know,
we
would start by liberating the few people that we're helping from the nursing home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
that would
what
be
we
great.
Would do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So there you have it, folks. There's a way to help. Read the book, buy the book, you know, $20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we thank Alice for offering that.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
All right, Inner Sight Live, 213-816-1650, talking tonight about how these programs don't work. What do you got to say about that, Maureen?
Oh, yeah, they don't work at all. I tried to get the Human Resource Office today, too, you know, another one. Just trying to get, there's a million menus, and just trying to get to speak to somebody live, because they messed up my thing. Oh, I have to tell you, Frank, I heard on the radio today, President Trump wants to stop the food stamps.
Oh, my God. I want to really... don't let me get started
now. He wants people to get jobs or job training. So the woman who was on against him said, well, then they should, the government should, you know, have jobs for the people or have training for the people.
Right.
Yeah, that was the latest when I heard that news.
Who wants to stop the food stamps?
Yeah, Trump wants
President
to stop
Trump.
The food stamps.
Trump?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, I heard that on CBS Radio this morning before I left.
Why doesn't he do something, you know, to help people get jobs?
Well, that's what the other woman said. He wants people to get jobs.
Why doesn't he get these agencies to contribute to us to get food?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know what would happen if that happens. That would really be horrible. It would be, you know.
It still would be.
Yeah, so that was the latest, so I'll have to hear if I hear any more about that or if you hear anything.
I haven't heard about it, but you never know. See, that's why we say that these programs don't work.
That's true.
See? There's the proof.
Mm-hmm.
They can take away your what little you got.
Yeah.
It shows
exactly.
you that these stupid programs don't work. And you know what? All right. I agree with them. Stop the food stamps. Get the agencies to raise half the money. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Make it so that a disabled person can keep their disability check no matter what.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's right.
Get enforcement on jobs. Make sure every place is absolutely accessible, and that every commission for the blind in this state gives you equipment that you need to get a
that's
damn
right.
job.
That's right.
Right. Exactly.
You want to change these things, do it in the right way.
That's right.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's it. But that ain't how it works, unfortunately. That would be, that is how it should be. This shouldn't have to be. I mean, we make such a measly little amount as it is. Really,
oh, you mean the $700? I'm sorry. I can't even keep that as straight, but it's true. You're very right.
Yeah,
It's terrible.
It is. I mean, it's disgusting. Yeah, and when you see the waste that goes
it's too much. They say it's too much.
Let them live on it and see how
they should.
Yeah,
you
like
can't rely on this government to help you when you're disabled.
No, you can't.
Nope.
No way.
That's for sure. Mm-hmm. That is for sure. Yeah, it's like the ones that the social workers and all in the nursing home. No, this is your home. Yeah, let's see how homey they think it is if they had to spend a week here.
Right?
So homey.
Let them go in a Hoyer lift and just let them hang there for a little bit. If they have to go to the bathroom and
all
of that.
Let them sit in their mess for 8, 10, 12 hours. Let them sit in their mess for that long time and see how they like it.
And by the way, disabled people do have a job. It's work trying to get equality and change these things. It's damn-ass work. We have a job.
Yes, it is.
There's our job right there.
Oh,
yes. Biggest job of all, trying to be equal. That's the biggest job.
Trying to live, trying to be equal. That's it.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Trying to do the daily things that everybody else takes for granted.
Yes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is a job in itself.
Mm-hmm. They don't realize that. They think, I get this all the time, and I really despise this, honestly. People say to me, you get everything. Where do I get everything? Tell me where. I want to know. I want to know what you consider everything.
Everything. Unbelievable. You get everything.
Yeah. Yeah, but I just want to know, what is everything? What do you consider everything?
I know. Oh, God. Well,
anyway,
give
our best to Mary.
Yeah, I came out. It's a little quieter, so I just came out so she can say hi for herself. Say hi to Frank and Susan.
Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We have to have Christmas here.
Hi.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Another year gone.
Right.
Another year gone
down
the drain.
That's for sure.
Oh, God. Oh, maybe some miracle will happen and things will get better.
Yeah,
it'll
be cool. A miracle will always happen,
You
got to just concentrate on the good.
We're going to make
that's
it.
Yes, it will.
Right. Yep. Yes, that's what we have to
you
do. You got to
make it happen.
To do.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
Look what happened with Frank. He always said, I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to make this happen with the guide dog schools. And look, things are happening.
Yeah, that did happen.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it didn't happen overnight, but you did get it to happen.
No, it didn't. Oh, my God. When I told Frank, I said, Frank, guess what? We got signatures on the petition overnight. He goes, no, look at it again. Maybe it's something's wrong. Maybe your eyes aren't right. I go, I looked at it again like 4 times already. My eyes aren't wrong this time.
There it was. It happened, so, yeah.
Oh, we believe in miracles. We got 50,000 names in one day on our petition.
Yes, we did.
Wow, one day.
Overnight.
I have to get our name.
Overnight. 50,000
names.
That's
on it yet, right?
That's a sign,
Yeah.
I believe it.
I don't think Yeah. Our names are on it yet, right? Either one of them? Did
no,
anybody?
No, I needed an email for you guys, and I'm having a little trouble.
Oh, you can go on and sign it.
Yeah, you can.
I'll have to ask
and,
somebody to go on
you know,
again, please.
Maybe
sign the nursing home,
create
too.
An email
one,
for you
too,
guys,
you know?
And then I can put it up. That's all.
Say that again. Say it again. What do I have
somebody
to do?
Somebody could create an email for you guys, so then I could just throw it up there.
I have a Gmail address, actually. A Gmail.
You do? All fair. Call me and we'll do it off air. Not tonight, but tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm off.
All right, okay, great. I'll do it tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, I'll do that
tomorrow. Yeah, we'll do it. Okay.
Yeah,
all right, listen, you guys, be safe. Anytime you need us, you call us, anytime, day or night.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thanks a lot, guys. Thanks, Frank. Thank you.
All right, and
And my mom's saying thank you, too.
We're with you.
All the time.
Oh, thanks. Thank
you. Yeah. If you can't reach Frank at any point, you could always, you know, if there's a real, real emergency, something's happening, they're hurting her for whatever reason or anything, you call me, I'll get Frank. All right?
Oh,
I'll ring Frank
okay,
a few times. You know, he doesn't always leave his cell. I could always call his home and keep ringing. He'll know it's an emergency.
Oh, okay.
All right?
Thanks very much. Thank you both.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll
okay.
be with you tomorrow night anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'll
Molly's.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
In a
site. That's right. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll be listening.
Okay.
I have an accessory driver who reminds me of Sanford from Sanford and Son.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, really?
Sounds just like him, actually.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That is funny. What's the likelihood of that happening, you know?
I know. Yeah, I had him the other night. And I've had him in the past, but it reminded me of him the other night in the Folly.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Have a good one, you guys.
Also, you too. Take care, both of you.
All right. Take care.
And tomorrow night, we're going to have Lauren Hardy. It's going to be funny.
Oh, yeah.
All right. In a sight. 213-816-1650. And you know what Maureen had mentioned about Mr. Trump wants to cut off the food stamps. Well, there's an example of what we're talking about, you know, where the government has control over your life, you know. Now, if the agencies were putting up half the money for the food stamps, look at all the money the government would save right there. You know?
Yeah.
And then you'd have you would pass a law that they can't, that the government cannot cut off their half. And if it does, the agencies must be at a point where they can take it over entirely.
That's right.
Why not?
Yeah.
All the better. Uh-huh. Then you'd really be independent. You know? Let's get it to where the agencies can put up the money to help us. And we go in partners with them.
That's right.
You know? We help you raise the money. We get X amount of dollars. You make money on it.
Yeah.
You know? But it's got to be done slowly and gradually.
Uh-huh.
It's not going to happen overnight. I mean, I don't think it is. Unless you get two or three movie stars who, you know, to endorse it, and I'd love that.
Yeah.
So there you have a typical example of what we're talking about. These programs that don't work. You know? They don't work, and they can be taken away at the drop of a hat. You know? I don't think Mr. Trump would look too good taking away people's food.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, that's neither here nor there. All right, Inner Sight, television Wednesday, 8:30, Channel 20. Somebody said 8 o'clock. No, it's 8:30. Channel 20,
that's
Wednesday
it.
Night, Long Island, all over the island. Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 11 o'clock, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. 1, 2, 3, Spirit Channel. All right. That's the television. And, of course, tomorrow night, the Funnies. Let's see. We're going to have some Lauren Hardy. Yeah. Yeah, we'll do the probably do some Fred Sanford stuff. You know, it's always funny. And whatever else we throw. Oh, we got to do the coming up. Got to do the
what?
Scrooge, the Scrooge thing.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I remember we did that. Let's do it. Yeah. I got to get that music again.
A funny
remember
Scrooge.
Remember they took it off my. I didn't like that
yeah.
they took it off, but I got
to... Yeah. Well, that'll be next week.
Yeah, I know.
You know, closer to the Christmas.
Yeah, I know.
Let's see. Christmas falls on a Wednesday, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, Christmas Eve is Tuesday. So, I'll probably take a couple of days off in the middle of the week, Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah, okay.
Come back on Thursday.
Okay.
All right. And let's see. January 1st falls on a Wednesday. January 2nd, I want to do a show honoring Joe Arion.
Okay.
You know, we got to remember Joe, you know.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. There's a quote from Joe right there.
Yeah, that is part of Joe.
Yeah.
Sure is.
And any other phone calls?
No. I see. I'll take a look again. Nope.
People listen to us. We know that.
Yeah.
Over 87,000. They listen. And I submit that most of those people, I would say 95%, agree.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
That these programs don't work.
How could
you know,
they not at this
they've
point?
Been, they've been,
they're not getting what they need.
Yeah. They've been victims of the programs. How many people listen to us who have been forced into nursing homes because of the programs? You know? And, well, you heard what I said when Maureen brought that up about Mr. Trump. You want a disabled person to get a job? Get enforcement.
Yeah.
Make sure everything is accessible. If you're going to train people, make sure that when they go out to get that job, that everything is accessible like it is for
yeah.
everybody else.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're wasting the damn money again. You know? That must be, that enforceability must be there if you're going to train people. Because that's happening now. They're training people. They're teaching them how to use computers. They don't give them the equipment. And they tell you flat out, oh, we can't help you get a job. Why not? You know?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, be sensible if you want a disabled person to get a job, and don't threaten them that you're going to take away their disability, because that person is still disabled. They deserve that little bit of a check.
Of course they do.
You know.
Yeah.
So there you have it. And if the person is paying taxes on that check,
right.
What's wrong with
even more? Yeah.
You know? So, you know, it's just another proof that these programs don't work. Now, all the people out there who listen to us all over the world, you know, help us to get the funds to update this system. And we mentioned Alice's book. You know, $20.
Yeah.
$5 goes to inner sight. We have thousands of people who listen to us.
Yeah, I know. Imagine
if we could
that'd
get,
be cool.
If we can get half those people to buy that book, you know, that means we would get, let's say, argument's sake, 50,000 people. 50,000 times 5. You know, that's a lot of money. That money would be used to update this system and change it. I know exactly what we would do with that money. You know, first thing we would do is start liberating these nursing homes and set up a fundraiser, a Hollywood fundraiser, a telethon. That's what I would do. You know, and I bet you any money, if we had that kind of funding, that these agencies would come around, a lot of them would join with us. Anyway, Inner Sight, around the world, 213-816-1650. Anybody on the line? Hello? I think we lost our engineer. Hello? Are you there? We lost her, folks. We apologize. And but this is still Inner Sight. We're still here. We're going to stay here. We're going to let people know that we deserve an equal chance, and that if the money is there to give us that chance, that it should be used in the proper way. So that's our message. That's what we say. You know, update the system. Because the way it is now, it doesn't work. And it's only going to get worse if they keep using it, if they keep it on the same track, if they don't change it, you know, and be innovative and creative and allow people to command their own lives. So that's Inner Sight. And I want to thank everybody for listening. We'll be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies. Have some fun here. I want to thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer, and Maureen, Mary, everybody out there who we are determined to help. All the people in nursing homes who don't belong there. Inner Sight is fighting for you. And we're going to make that dream come true. Get people out. Put them in their own home. And let people live there and stay there. All right. Thank you so much. Inner Sight, 631-224-3090, phone number. Inner Sight at pmpmail.com, no attachments, email. Thank you. And we'll be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies, Inner Sight, round the world. So be careful out there. People drive crazy with these holidays. A lot of people are stressed out. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.